Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the cost, the real cost, of getting data from an old or a bad source. And Jill, I think this topic was kind of designed for me. That's how much I love this topic.
No, I do too, though. I get calls on this all the time.
There's so much.
I have a lot to say about it, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There's so much bad data and only a few places to really get good data. But, you know, before we really get into it, and I can't wait to get into it, let's take let's answer a question from a member.
Okay. This individual called in. Bernadette. Her name's really Bernadette.
Yeah. That's okay. What she said.
I haven't seen that name in a while. It's a pretty name. It's a long name. Bernadette from Maine says, I concentrate on buying property at online tax sales. Why would I send out a mailer too? Ooh, I like this question.
Yeah, and I love this question too. That's why I chose it. You know, Jill and I have in a million different ways said that you know, it comes up with driving for dollars and everything. So what Bernadette's doing, and my hat's off to her because it's great. I think she's going out and seeking an opportunity out. So she's either logging on to, let's say, bidforassets.com, or there's a lot of little websites. Florida has its own website where they auction property off for, I think, every single week or every other week. So, and that's great. But what she's doing is actively going out and finding property. I mean, you could use this for driving for dollars, which none of us think, we all think is awful.
Mm-hmm.
You could do this to search through the MLS, multiple listing service. What you do when you effectively do a mailer is that you reach a million people or as many people as you possibly can very intelligently by choosing the people that you think are sending you the message that they want to sell the property or at a reduced price. And then you're having them contact you. So every morning you wake up, you open the mailbox and you look at the phone and there's 15 messages in there and a ton of mail in there about all the purchase agreements that you sent out, and they're sending them, they're bringing it back to you. So you've sent it out, but it's all coming back. It's so much more efficient from a time standpoint and from a financial standpoint. You know, you're not actively waking up and seeking out properties to look at and review.
Mm-hmm. It's just so much more time efficient, I think. Because like you've talked about, you want to wait, you want to spend all Sunday finding a good property and doing all your research. And then next Sunday, you got to do it again. And then next Sunday, do it again. Well, how about we send out one mailer, let everybody call us back.
Right.
I already know the area. I've already done my research. I know all of that in this area.
And it's all coming back.
Totally.
Plus, you send them, you know, we get calls regularly from 2005, 2006 mailers that we sent out, mm-hmm. you know, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So people get these offers. We're not sending postcards out, by the way. We're sending out offers.
Right.
They get these offers. They put it in the file, wherever the paper file that they have regarding this property that they own. And when 2, 3, 4, 10 years later, they pull it out and say, wow, you know what? I do want to sell this now.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get the tax bill, they pay it, and they open that file. The last time they opened the file was a year ago. They open the file and they see the offer there, and they look at how much they're paying in the taxes. Or do I want to pay a check or get a check? Do I mm-hmm. want to pay these county taxes, or do I want to get a check and just kind of be done with this property I'm never going to use? So
I like that example. Is that in the ebook or in the program? I'm trying to remember.
It's everywhere.
Okay. I love that example because you have a picture of a tax bill and it shows, no, it's really great. It's like a 40-acre property or something, and they owe $1,000 or whatever because they let it go for a few years on taxes, and they're
right.
staring at a bill for $1,000. And then, but that they also have a letter from us saying, I'll buy it for two or three or four, whatever it is. And then, yeah, gee, it's not hard to make that decision. I can pay $1,000 today or get $4,000 tomorrow. Let me think about this. Am I really going to use it?
It's incredibly effective too. If the person that bought the property is gone or deceased, and the heirs or the kids are looking at this thing saying, I'd rather just have the $4,000. I don't want to pay $1,000. I'm never going to use this property. Right. My dad thought he was going to use it, but he's not.
Exactly. So that was a really good question.
It really was. And it ties into this data thing too, what mm-hmm. the show is actually about. So what's the real cost of bad data, and what do we mean? So let me take a couple steps back and about 30 seconds explain what our basic business model is here. We acquire data from a tax roll. The source of the data is from a tax roll in any given county. Let's use Elko County, Nevada as just a random example I just thought of. So Elko County, Nevada, just like every other county, has a huge list of people that own property, and it's called the assessor's database. And so they make an assessment on the property and they send out tax bills every year. That data is incredibly important to title companies, because they write title policies and they have a huge vested interest in managing and using that data to their advantage so they can write insurance policies. So we get data from a title company and we analyze it and crunch it and scrub it and take out the ones. We reduce the data set down to the point where we only are looking at properties that we want to buy and for the right price. So let's say in Elko County, Nevada, we only want to buy 5-acre properties. We only want to buy them for $500. We do not want any back taxes on them. We want to make sure there's no loans or mortgages on them. And just to be safe, we don't really want to contact anybody whose property has an assessed value of, I don't know, more than $5,000 or $8,000. Let's just say $10,000. So, you know, we don't want to send a $500 offer to somebody who has 5 acres with an assessed value of $14.2 million, like it's on Las Vegas Strip or something. That's a waste of money. It's a waste of your time, a waste of a postage stamp, and it's a waste of, you're going to really upset some people and get some bad feedback. So the business model is crunch the data, get the data, crunch it down to where you want very, very intelligently, and then send them an offer. In this case, we send offers out for 5-acre properties at $500 all the time. We teach that, and our members do it, and they buy a ton of property. If you want to independently check that out yourself, go to successplant.com. It's where everybody in our little group gets together and talks about the successes that they're having or where they're stuck or basically anything to do with what we do here for a living. So, and then we buy it, and then we resell it online through social media, through our website, landstay.com, and all of that. That's been our business. It's what the free ebook's about, and I've been doing it since the late 90s. So, Jill's doing her nails again.
No. It's all good. I'm like, this is just perfect, a perfect explanation. I'm just sitting here enjoying listening.
So, you know, the question is, what? You got to have the right data, or none of that's going to work.
Right. Okay. So let's back up. Like I want to hear the cost of, so that's the right way. Tell me the wrong way. I have bad data. And what could that do to me?
So there's,
what is wrong? What is bad data?
Bad data is data that you could purchase from a reseller, or that you get possibly directly from the county. You're buying data from somebody who doesn't have a vested interest in having a really, really good, high quality, fresh data. So there's several places you can buy data on the internet, and most of them are bad.
They're old.
We are a licensed seller of data for First American Title, one of their divisional companies. It's actually their data company.
Provider. We're a provider.
Yeah. Well, we're a licensed provider. Mm-hmm. That's exactly mm-hmm. how I would say it. What did I say?
Seller. We're a provider.
Oh, provider. Mm-hmm. So we have the access to, you know, First American has a direct feed to 98% of the counties or 99% of the counties in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, they link their databases up, and you know, and this is not a sales pitch. We don't mark this data up. We provide it at the same price that we, you know, have agreed to get it for. So, mm-hmm. which is 5 cents a record, whether you buy 3 records or 3 million or 30 million. Mm-hmm. So that's that's the good data. The bad data is, and if you just do a Google search, you know, real estate data, there's lots of places. One in particular is called Agent 24/7 Pro, which is, and it's not so much that that data is bad. It's geared toward houses, you know, and they possibly could be a reseller of this data. So I don't know. I don't know what the source of their data is. I tried to find out. They just really didn't want to tell me.
That's very interesting.
So, you know, it's not that there's so much even bad data. It's just not the most appropriate data.
Well, can I say here's my thing too. And I just talked to a woman about this last week who just joined Land Academy. Sometimes it's spending your time and wasting your time and not being efficient. You might have good. She was telling me a story about how she went to the county and she got some free data, which is great, but it took her weeks to decipher it, figure it out. And then it's not like in a format she could use too. It didn't come in an Excel spreadsheet that you can really work with.
Let me interject right there, because the source of all this data is directly from the county.
Right.
So, and if you call most counties, most of them will say, oh yes, because it's a matter of public record from a statute standpoint, the assessor database has to be available.
It's not free though, always.
It's not always free. It's sometimes they're going to send you a green bar sheet of paper, you know, stack of paper off of an IBM printer from the 70s. And yeah, Jill, you nailed it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so yes, you can call a county. Sometimes it's free. Sometimes it's not.
Right.
But it for sure, I'll tell you this. Here's the tragic part of this. Every county's different. So the format that unless you have a PhD in data analysis, it's extremely difficult, in my opinion, for most people. And I'm speaking from experience because we have a lot of members who struggle with this or struggled with it with a couple of our competitors. Because what they teach is our competitors teach – go to the county, get this data, try to get it for free, get it on a disk, and then hire a VA. Hire a virtual assistant to break it all down for you and put it in the format that you want.
But here's my point. Well, my point on that was like, she said, that's great. You know, I can get the data. I've got it in my hands. I send it to a VA, but they can't properly do what I need. I have to be able to understand it first. And sometimes the format that it comes in, not all the things jive. It may not make sense. You've got to understand it first before you can even give it to someone to have them do it. So do we want to – so I described what I can get done in an 8-hour day in this and what you can get done, what you – you know, how an 8-hour day would go there. It's very different. You know, you and I, it's serious. Like, you know, you can – I know you – because you're a pro, you could get this data and have a mail array to go in not even 2 hours.
That's right.
So,
but that's not the goal of somebody who's new at this.
No.
And you know why that is? Because the data, every single county is the same. Mm-hmm. The columns and the data is all structured in the same format, whether it's in Massachusetts or in Oregon or everything in between. So it's not hard after 5 or 6 or 10 times of analyzing this and going through it to really get to understand it really well and be really efficient at it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too that I've noticed about county data, and I know how to do this, by the way, because I did it all the wrong ways. I did it the wrong way for a long time. The other thing about county data is that a lot of it's missing. So yeah, the law says yes, you have to make this database accessible, but they don't say you have to include lien values and amounts and all kinds of stuff. So sometimes you get the data back, you spend some money on it, you get it back from the county, and it's APN. I saw a data set like this, it cracks me up. It was just a big, huge list of APNs, assessor parcel numbers.
Yes.
The person's name and their address.
And that was it. You got nothing. You don't know the size. No,
you don't know assessed value.
You don't know the value. You don't know where the taxes. You don't know the...
One of the reasons that our method is so successful over other people's methods is that We take out, and we do this for houses too, we take out properties that have mortgage amounts. So when you're negotiating with somebody who owns a piece of property and they have a mortgage, they're absolutely tied to the mortgage value of that property. That's the rock bottom price they can pay. Usually it's even higher. When they don't have a mortgage on a house or a piece of land or anything else, they can sell it for whatever they want. This gets incredibly overlooked. So we don't even bother send them. I don't even ever send a letter to anybody who's got a mortgage or a lien on a property. A lien is a mortgage is a form of a lien.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of the data that you get directly from the county doesn't even go into that much detail at all.
Got it.
So what's the cost of bad data? Geez, if it's not obvious by now. Let's say you get a bunch of bad data. You send everybody a letter. Not bad data. You just don't use it right, or you get it from the county and it doesn't have all the stuff that you need. It's not your fault.
Right.
And you send them out a letter. Well, what's the cost? Well, the obvious cost there is
Your time up front.
Your time, the amount of money that you spent on postage and all that. And, you know, and then it, in there is, you know, sending those letters out to $500 offer letters out to people who own $25 million property. That's not going to come down well on you.
Right.
You don't want to do that. It's going to be, it's going to tie up your phone and cause some people to be real angry.
Well, that's, you know what? That just brought up a good point too. If I got a letter and you were so far off, I would question, your knowledge in this industry, and that might make me look at you differently too. Yeah. You want to know what you're doing.
A great point.
I didn't think about, I just thought about that. Mm-hmm. You do want to come across like you know what you're doing. You're making a reasonable offer and you're going to stand behind it. And then when they, you know, when you do it all right, and if someone calls you back and says, I really think it's worth, you know, $2,000, you know, well, let's talk about that, you know, and maybe I might come up to $700. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So,
you know, sometimes people call you back too and, they'll say, you know, this, you made a mistake. My property's actually worth $20,000, but I'll sell it to you for $6,000.
Yeah.
And it turns out they're right.
Yeah, it might be.
You know, that's happened to me many, many, many times.
Very true. They're happy to cash out anyway.
So they get the $500 offer and they call you and say, you know, $6,000 would be great, but it's worth $25,000 and I understand the game you're in because I used to be in it too or whatever. I need to pay some bills.
I need to qualify for a loan.
Yeah.
Like the guy that I had.
That's a perfect example. Tell that story, please. Yeah.
So I was reaching out to a gentleman in a 2.5 acre, I want to Tehachapi. No, that was where I got the other one. Well, 2.5 acre, I want to say it was Kern or something like that property. And it was like a $500 offer. And he was, and this was from 2006. So he was calling back to say, hey, are you guys still interested in this property? And I said, yes. And we're talking for a few minutes and I did my usual, which I tell everybody, always ask this question. What else do you have? And he said, well, as a matter of fact, I have this infill. I have a lot in a subdivision, a paved subdivision with homes on each side, up in San Bernardino. Was it San Bernardino? I don't remember what county that was.
It was in Southern California.
But yeah, it was Southern California. And he's like, would you even be interested in it? I said, absolutely. Send me the details. So I ended up picking up both the 2.5 acre property. And by the way, this property, he bought it for like, oh, I want to say was it $25,000 or something? He was a realtor, a retired realtor. He spent a lot of money
on
this lot.
$50,000.
Was that what it was? Okay. Because I went back and was doing my research and about fell over how much he spent on this property years ago. And then he tried to sell it himself. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen for a while. I think he had it marked down to $25,000 at one point. That's where I got that number from.
That's exactly right.
Well, anyway, he ended up selling me both the properties for $2,000. He was in the process of qualifying for
a VA loan.
A VA loan, right? And it was too much. He had too many assets.
He had too many assets.
And it worked out for him tax-wise. He took it as a loss.
Right.
And so it all worked out for him, you know, kind of too. But he's like, would you want this? And I'm like, yeah. And well, part of it was too. He's like, it was towards the end of the year. It was a year before last. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I've got to do this in 2014. And we're talking, you know, right around Christmas time. He's like, can we do this next week? And I said, we can absolutely do this next week. And we did. Everybody walked away happy.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I remember that getting involved in that deal personally. I don't usually do that anymore because I knew we were going to use it as a standing example.
Mm-hmm. It's a great example. So, yep.
So if you don't follow the chain or the chain of events or the program or what we teach here about data, and you end up using some bad data, I bet 50, maybe 60, no, probably 70% of the members at Land Academy have some story about using bad data or being steered in the wrong direction from whatever source about how to buy property, not just land, but all kinds of property. Mm-hmm. You can use our data to buy houses too.
Mm-hmm. You know, works we have for a whole, everything.
You know, it's the whole assessor's database. If you want to buy apartment buildings in Nevada, it's the same data set. It's every single property. So, you know, it doesn't just limit it to land by any stretch. And I'm not hacking the data. I'm just saying, if you're going to do it right,
exactly.
I guess. That's all I'm saying. And it's not hard to try to go out there and find cheaper data or easier ways to get it. If somebody says, I have real estate data for Elko County, Nevada, and it costs $320 to get it all. I have the whole assessor database. You should run the other way.
Yeah.
because it's a lot, there's a lot more involved in picking the and choosing the data components out of that data set and really get it into the hands of the right people who are showing the signs of really wanting to sell their land. So this is how the pros do it, by the way. Somebody asked me recently, you know what? Let's cut to the chase. This is what the question was.
Okay.
Let's cut to the chase. You know, how does like, you know, this person actually said, how does Donald Trump buy property? And I don't know this for a fact, but what he was saying was, how do people who are professional, like real estate investment acquisition people, how do they do it? And this is what they use. They use the same data that we use. And they scrub it down. They professionally scrub the data down to find, let's say they're buying apartments. They send it out to apartment building owners with an offer and the whole thing. And they say, give us a call, get the deal done quick. Mm-hmm. And it works.
Exactly.
So if you have a question about any of this at all, or you want to be on the air, give us a call at 888-735-5045. And join Jill and I in another episode where we discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life.
That was good. I think everybody's going to get a lot out of that. So for me, boy, I think the real cost for me in bad data is the time you've wasted. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that from many, many people.
Yeah, you're on the front lines way more than I am. What do they say?
They're calling in and going, oh my God. I've actually had people say, I spent 3 weeks trying to figure out, you know, this data set that I got from XYZ County. Yeah, it was free because this one county gives away for free. But it was a disaster and I never got it. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, the time. I feel bad because I'm like, you know what you could have done with those 3 weeks? They're like, I know, don't go there.
So let's think about this. Let's do the math. It's 5 cents a record. If you pick the right printer/data mailing company, which we have bundled in our program, which it is the right one, it's going to be 5 cents cheaper than the regular street printer. And it's or cheaper more. Than a stamp.
Or more.
Our pricing is cheaper than a stamp. So if you send over a certain amount.
Right.
So in a sense, if you look at it really that way, if you get involved with us, we have it all figured out already for you. Mm-hmm. By the time you get here, the data is free. Because if the mailer is so much, is at least 5 cents cheaper per unit.
When you add it all, which is true, when you add it all up, the cost savings that we've got all bundled together because we're doing it as a group.
The whole thing, yeah.
Well, it's because we've.
Because we do it as a group.
Yeah. We do it as a group, so we have it all figured out and it just works out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm going to have to do this on my own, oh my goodness.
Or man, you know, I've seen it all. People are licking stamps. They're licking 500 stamps.
I know.
It's not right.
I was just thinking about that too. Okay, everyone, it's family. It's not family game night. It's family lick envelope nights for daddy. Okay, let's all stand there. You know, your kids would hate you. Your wife would hate you. This is not going to work.
Why is little Sally passed out in the corner over there?
Exactly.
Oh, she's
come on, honey, 500. You know what you got to do. Come on, sweetheart, rally for me. Can't do that. This is so much better. You're not going to save. You know what? You're not going to save any money doing that way. It'll definitely cost more money if you rally your family around. Trust me. Your wife's going to want something out of that. That'd be good. Okay.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.